This call is being recorded.
John Hargrave from Bitcoin Market Journal. I'm here with our analyst, Jessica Rodella. Jessica will be taking us through LISC. Jessica, lay it on us.
Great. Thank you. So LISC is known in the community as the developer-friendly Ethereum. Basically, it's, you know, taking the good components of Ethereum and making it a little easier for developers to work with. So the main customers here would be anyone that wants to develop a decentralized application. And the value behind this is that it's focusing on distributed applications rather than smart contracts. So really making the front and back end available on the blockchain for developers without the need of a third party. So it's built using nodes. So, you know, it's fast and it is using JavaScript. So that's something that would be really easy for developers to work with. That's not really available on other blockchains right now. And they also are the first corporate or the first group to use something called sidechains to prevent network bloat. So essentially, it's like a little post-it that you add on to the blockchain that, you know, if it starts to get congested, it's a different lane for traffic. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So, yeah, that's kind of the value behind it. If we look at the economics, you know, again, a lot of players entering the field, a lot of substitutes. You know, right now, you can, you know, developers can use Ethereum. It's a little tricky because it's not as easy for them, doesn't really use Java, but they can use that right now. So it's about, you know, really getting mass adoption out there and focusing on moving beyond Ethereum's popularity right now and kind of moving forward on that. So when we look at the competitive advantage, they are using delegated proof of stake as their platform model. And it's the first of its kind to use sidechains as a modular crypto. So as I mentioned, that basically means that developers can design their own blockchains and use JavaScript. And what's also really cool is they have a really awesome contact network. They have the ex-advisor of Ethereum as well as the ex-CEO who are acting as the board of advisors for product development. So that's really cool. They have a country ambassador initiative where they've hired individuals to really just focus on bringing LISC abroad to different countries and really just talking about the benefits of the platform. And in 2016, they have a partnership with Microsoft. So these are all great things to kind of help with their brand. If we look at the entrepreneurial team, they are co-founders, Max Kordek and Oliver Beddoes. Both have worked on the Crypti Foundation and have experience in blockchain and cryptography. But other than that, not all that much information on them. I didn't really think they had any huge names on their dev team. It looks like a large development team and a lot of engineers, but again, not all that much information on it. And with Integrity, I didn't really see anything negative in the press. The one thing I did see is that a lot of individuals were praising the LISC team for not using any of the ICO funds for promoting, and that really, you know, the dev team and the marketing team and the founders are doing everything out of pocket. So a lot of the word on the street is that this is not one of those ICOs that's being used as a money scam. This is really a promising project, and they have a really strong belief system out there. When we look at the token, something that definitely, you know, is required, it acts as a currency and a platform. And you can use a LISC token to make transactions within the platform and pay for platform fees. And the benefit of this over Ethereum is that it doesn't require programmers to learn a specific language, but rather, you know, it's grounded in JavaScript. So this is something that's great for them. It is decentralized, but there's something that came up as a concern among the community where the LISC team has stated that they will use voting weight if necessary for team members to stop threats or reward certain followers. So while this is decentralized, this is centralized thinking. So it's something to keep an eye out. I mean, it's nothing bad has happened from it yet, but it's something to note. And when we look at the token supply, it is fixed at 100 million, and they have the fourth highest crowdfunding for crypto ever. So with $9.76 million that they raised, that's pretty impressive. You can purchase this on public exchanges. And when we look at the product itself, it's still in development, which is the one area that was kind of not a red flag, but questioning for me. There's a beta out, but the actual product itself is not yet available. And when I was reading the threads on this, people are drinking the Kool-Aid. They don't seem concerned. They think, you know, what I read was Lyft is a good thing and good things take time. So it's got a really strong fan base. Technically speaking, I think it's fairly easy for individuals to understand. It's basically just improving on Ethereum. And it is unique with the JavaScript, and there's a lot of buzz. So from that perspective, short-term and long-term is fairly high for me. I gave it a 4.27 short-term and a 4.3 long-term potential.
It's really important how you started this by describing Lisk as the developer-friendly Ethereum, and so many projects are not able to get a clear value proposition. They're difficult to explain, and the way you were able to summarize that in one sentence is extremely powerful. So that's something we definitely encourage all blockchain pioneers, founders, entrepreneurs, and investors to think about is, can you explain this simply in one sentence that people can instantly get?
Yep. And they've accomplished that. So that's what I always look for in my reviews. Can I, you know, give an elevator pitch in one sentence? And for Lisk, that was really easy to do.
That's right. And then can they execute on that? Does it actually live up to that promise?
Yes.
Brilliant. Thank you, Jessica, and thank you for listening.